Fellow Rebel Capitalists, hope you're well. Wanted to go over something that I have seen take off in the news and in social media. And it's one of the most alarming things that I have seen since all of the propaganda with the Cerveza sickness and all the people wanting to deplatform people because of disinformation or because they hold a dissenting view. I have said since I've started this channel, but really started being vocal about how if we start to dehumanize people and if we start to judge people based on their group and not as individuals, that is a very slippery slope that we do not want to be on. And all you got to do is look at a little bit of history to know exactly what I'm talking about. We've seen the media do this. We've seen this cancel culture, if you will, do this to where no one can have a dissenting view. And if you do, you are thrown into the bucket of the deplorables, the evil people, domestic terrorists, etc., where they dehumanize you. We know how bad this is. But yet, people that I believe, it is shocking to me that a lot of people on social media that are so against this cancel culture towards Americans are actually for this cancel culture when it comes to Russians. It's again staggering. I can't really even believe what I'm seeing, but it just goes to show you the power of propaganda. And even very intelligent people who believe in freedom and liberty, when they get whipped up into an emotional frenzy, I don't even think they can hear the words that are coming out of their mouth. But let's dive in and I'll show you what I'm referring to. This is an article from Bloomberg, from Tyler Cohen. And so this is from this Bloomberg article. I think what strikes me as interesting right off the bat is I don't know who Tyler Cohen is. But if this is coming from a Bloomberg opinion piece, I'm guessing that I would disagree with Tyler on a lot of things. But this is something that I could not agree with him more. So for any of you out there who want to say that I'm political or I'm on the alt-right or I'm right-wing or any of this nonsense, this should put those criticisms to rest, because I'm probably more on the left in this regard than most. You know, the left-right thing, that paradigm or whatever, it doesn't even mean anything today. It's just really, are you about freedom, liberty? Are you about individualism? Or are you about authoritarianism? And I think a lot of people that are for individualism, when it comes to Americans, they need to really look themselves in the mirror and say, hey, am I being authoritarian towards Russians? So he points out, first and foremost, cancel culture against Russians is the new McCarthyism. If you guys have followed me on Twitter, this is exactly what I've been saying. In fact, I started saying McCarthyism 2.0. And he references demanding that performers and athletes speak out against Putin is un-American. Agreed. It's not only un-American, completely antithetical to a belief in individual sovereignty, freedom and liberty. I mean, this, again, we're judging people as a group. This is not what you want to do. And it just, I cannot believe that we are at this point. I can't believe we've gotten here. After everything that you can read in history, how we're making the exact same mistakes again. And I'm going to read a lot of this because it's a fantastic piece from Tyler, but I'll try to add my opinions here and there. And now the first thing I want to go over, just to make sure I don't forget, is Tyler highlights this insanity that's going on with Russian performers and Russian athletes. I don't think he even goes into the fact that the soccer federation, it's FIFA or whatever it is, they are banning Russian teams from participating in certain events. And other teams have said that they will not play Russian players or teams. I mean, just let that sink in for a moment. How does that make any sense at all? I get it. You're pissed off at Russia. I get it that they're invading Ukraine. I get it. That is horrible. And I completely agree. But why should we punish the Russian athletes? And people on Twitter and social media, because we've got to piss off those athletes to the point where they will get pissed off at the government. No. The only thing you're doing is turning those Russian athletes against the West. You think about it. You've got two groups of people in Russia, let's say. One group supports Putin. The other group does not. Okay, by banning Russian teams, are those people that support Putin, are they somehow going to have this light bulb moment where they say, oh my gosh, FIFA banned the Russian team from playing this tournament? Well, obviously, now, I mean, I hate Putin. I liked him, but now I hate him. But no, you're going to piss those people off even more, and you're going to push them towards Putin, not away. And then for the people who don't like Putin, are you going to somehow make them not like him more? Of course not. They already don't like him. So my point is this, look at a cost benefit here. There's no benefit. There's only cost. And they're doing this, I think, for virtue signaling. I mean, they're doing this because they've completely lost their minds. Again, people are allowing themselves to get whipped up into an emotional frenzy about what is happening. And that's not to say that we shouldn't be sympathetic. The massive human suffering that's going on in the Ukraine right now, it isn't saying that we shouldn't be supportive, but we shouldn't be emotional. We shouldn't be overly emotional to the point to where it clouds our decision-making process and it clouds our ability to see this for what it is. And this, where you're banning and you're got this cancel culture towards people that could have nothing to do with Russia other than that's where they were born, for heaven's sakes. I mean, didn't we learn from throwing Japanese people in the camps, I forgot what they are called, detention camp, back in World War II? Didn't we learn from that? And now we're wanting to do almost the exact same thing. It just completely boggles my mind. But before I go any further, this gentleman mentions the athletes and the performers, but it's not just that. Look, this is a politician in California, Eric Swalwell. And when I first saw this, I thought it was total fake news. I thought there's no way this can be real. I actually saw a clip of him. He was on CNN where he was saying this. And I thought that can't be right. They had to edit that to where they took other words that he said later on in the interview and somehow spliced them together. But then I went and did a little more research and I saw that no, that this is exactly what he is suggesting, that we kick every Russian student, out of U.S. universities. What are you talking about? And you guys know from watching my videos that I do my very best to refrain from using profanity. But this is a time when I could not help myself. And that's what I say here on Twitter. That's exactly what this is. And again, I cannot believe that people in the United States are actually saying this. This is a warning. Guys, this should scare the hell out of you. Again, I'm not saying don't support the Ukrainians. I'm not saying don't have sympathy. But I'm saying look at what is happening to your fellow citizen. Look at the propaganda that is, look at the way the messaging from the media, look at what they're trying to do. And remember, guys, this is the same media that has been lying to you and trying to manipulate you for the last 2 years. Now, I'm not suggesting that what they're reporting as far as the events in the Ukraine are inaccurate. That is not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is ask yourself, why are we seeing all of these things come up in the media? Why are we seeing them create this good guy, bad guy scenario to such an extreme? And why are they trying to push this narrative on everybody? Why weren't they doing that in other wars? Like, why weren't we doing this for every single war and invasion and human crisis of the last 10 years? Now people say, oh, well, this is because they invaded a democracy. Really? Are those people that were invaded and killed, were they not as good? Was that not as bad because they didn't live in a democracy? Like, what are we saying here? And again, I want to be very clear. My main point is we have to understand that something's up here with the media. Something is up with the global elite politicians, the authoritarians, ironically enough. They're trying to do something above and beyond just report what's going on in the Ukraine. They're trying to manipulate you. They're trying to get you emotional. Why are they doing this? I don't know. My guess would be that they actually want to engage in this war. They, the United States, the Europeans, the politicians involved, the World Economic Forum, the Klaus types, the Davos types, the military industrial complex, they want war. And therefore, they're trying to whip people up in this emotional frenzy to get them to support going to war against Russia. This is a guess. That's the highest probable scenario as to what is truly playing out behind the scenes here. And by doing these videos, I want to try to do my very best to make sure people aren't susceptible to being manipulated by the media, politicians, global elite that, in my opinion, have an ulterior motive.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macro economics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level.
Let's get back to the story. So the Metropolitan Opera of New York has announced it will no longer stage performers who have supported Russian President Vladimir Putin. Carnegie Hall done the same. Royal Opera House in London canceling planned. Doesn't this just a repeat of what we've seen over the last 2 years? Doesn't anybody remember the unvaxxed? This doesn't ring a bell? That's just staggering. Carnegie Hall has done the same thing. Royal Opera House done the same thing, canceling a planned Bolshoi ballet residency. What do these ballet performers have to do with it? I mean, they're born in Russia. So what? I expect more institutions to follow suit, Tyler says, as do I. And that's me talking. Russia contemporary art scene already financially struggling fears ostracism from museums, collectors, mostly because of Putin's recent action. Wow. So then he goes on to talk about how what McCarthyism was and how it was a stain on our history. Now, it's interesting, McCarthyism, because there might have been and most likely were Russian spies and whatnot that infiltrated the media and entertainment. But the big problem here is that you were condemning 10 innocent people to try to find one that was guilty. And that is another slippery slope. Whenever you're okay with 10 people going to prison, and I'm not saying people are going to prison here or everyone, but just the concept. Whenever you're okay with 10 innocent people going to prison, just so one guilty person does, that's slippery slope time. That is not what we want in a civilized society that values individuals' freedom and liberty. So Tyler goes on to say, it is simply not possible to draw fair or accurate lines of demarcation. I'm not sure what that means. What about performers who may have favored, here we go. So really getting into the nuance. What about performers who have favored Putin in the more benign times of 2003 and now are skeptical. Exactly. How are you going to determine who is good and who is bad? Who's going to be the arbiter of playing God, if you will? This is just, people have lost the plot right here. But if family members still living in Russia, do they have to speak out? Another question, who exactly counts as Russian? Is it ethnic Russians, Russian citizens, former citizens, ethnic Russians born in Ukraine? Exactly. This is mob mentality. This is frenzied hysteria. And what about citizens of Belarus? Exactly. Do they count? How about citizens of China, which abstained from the United Nations vote condemning Russian invasion? Which wars are performers from Rwanda or Democratic Republic of Congo required to repudiate? Nails it. This is, I could not articulate this any better. When exactly is the ban supposed to end? According to the Mets general manager, when the invasion and killing is stopped. This is exactly the same. Like when is the cerveza sickness supposed to end? Well, just when we tell you it should, or when we tell you, you should not be afraid. Or when we tell you, you should like Russians again. That's when you should do it. You see, this is authoritarianism. And that's the irony. Can't people see that they're fighting authoritarianism with even more authoritarianism? I mean, this is, I feel like I'm in a weird, just bizarre dream, like a nightmare that I can't wake up because I can't believe that any of this is real. Washington Capitals hockey star Alex Ovechkin openly campaigned for Putin's re-election in 2017, but now is sheepishly, hesitantly critical of Russia. Is that genuine of heart? Exactly. So who determines whether or not his apology is appropriate to where we can let him back into civil society and not ship him out of the United States or whatever, you know, however far this gets? And one final question, is there clear evidence boycotting Russian performance outside of Russia is going to help? Exactly what I was talking about. I would argue that it will hurt things, will make things worse. And he mentions during the Cold War, American athletes proudly competed against the best Soviet Union in the Olympics and elsewhere. I just so remember this as a kid. These competitions were widely known to be formal propaganda vehicles for the Soviet Empire. And everyone realized that many of the athletes supported the regime. But America didn't try to cancel them. Instead, it proudly competed against them, hoping to show them the superiority of American values. Let's remember that. We're trying to combat authoritarianism, or we're trying to combat, you know, what we perceive to be as Russian values with even worse Russian values. I mean, it's just, wow. The U.S. also welcomed Soviet musicians and other performers, hoping that they would see and learn from the American way of life. You might think that Putin's Russia is worse than the Soviet state. This is what I hear online all the time. Oh, well, this is worse. This is worse. You know, Ukraine is different because it's a democracy, or like as if those people, like I said earlier, as if those people that were killed in a country that was invaded that wasn't a democracy are somehow less important. But the Soviet Union invaded Hungary, Czechoslovakia, fomented civil wars, terrorized much of the world. And he's talking about former Russia, the Soviet Union, terrorized much of the world. And let it not be forgotten, killed and imprisoned millions of Ukrainians. So there you go. I could not agree with this person anymore. Tyler Cohen, great job, great piece. And I hope this really opens up people's eyes. It wakes people up. I think that people are almost like in this state, or not everyone, obviously, but a lot of people are almost in this state of hypnosis. It goes back to this mass formation psychosis around the cerveza sickness. It seems like they're doing the exact same thing now around this. And I people just need to snap out of it here. Like, whoa, wake up, snap out of this. This isn't you. You're not thinking clearly here. And again, I want to be very clear. This has nothing to do with supporting Ukraine or standing up for freedom and liberty or being against the invasion. You know, being against authoritarianism doesn't mean that you're pro-Putin. I mean, think of, I'm surprised I have to say that out loud. And I just did a whiteboard video where I concluded by saying we need to stand up against all authoritarians, not just Putin. And we need to stand up for the rights, freedoms, and liberties of all individuals, of all people, not just the Ukrainians. And I think if people would just step back and just pump the brakes a little bit on the emotion, they would see that they are being manipulated here. And then they need to ask why. What's the media's end game here? Because I can promise you that the media, the politicians, the global elite, they don't care about Ukraine. There's an ulterior motive, and you've got to ask yourself what it is. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty of every individual, even Russian individuals. Standing up for free market capitalism. I'll see you on the next video.